Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and here we are again. Another episode of the Private Officer Beat Radio. Thank you for being with us wherever that might be. We really appreciate all of our international listeners, and we've been able to communicate with them about a very important topic that everyone seems to be talking about. And that is the COVID-19 or coronavirus that is on everybody's mind today. I'm your host, Rick McCann, founder, CEO of Private Officer International, a private security law enforcement public safety organization. As a longtime paramedic, EMT, firefighter, somebody who has worked with and in public safety since the early 70s, I can tell you that the coronavirus is something that really people are really becoming afraid of. Panic, pandemonium. And although it's similar to a strain of the flu, the difference here, folks, is that with the flu, we know to expect it every year. We know that if we want to maybe delay the flu or maybe not even get the flu, then we go and we get a flu shot. Not available with this coronavirus. It's something new. Sure, we've had a lot of different types of viruses over the years. We've had the H1N1, you know, we've had different strains of the flu that always comes from outside of our country. It seems like Asia, most of the flus. And during the years that we've experienced this, it always seems that we're caught unprepared. Even though the World Health Organization is really the police of the health industry, the health and wellness of our world. And somehow they weren't as on top of this one as they should have been. And neither was the U.S., to be frank with you. And right now we're seeing the worst of it over in Italy. Just yesterday, they had 475 people die from the coronavirus. So it's definitely a deadly disease. There's really no medication that you can give a patient when they have it and when it's very severe. They are testing a couple of possible serums, a couple of possible antivirus, but they don't know if it's going to work, and they won't know for several months. And unfortunately, people are getting ill. As you know, across the country, many cities have shut down restaurants, bars, entertainment venues, concerts, baseball games, soccer games, schools, everywhere we look. Sadly, our towns and cities are becoming ghost towns, putting many people out of work and even forcing some to go out of business. Private security also experiencing the same thing. We just did an interview with some folks in Nashville this week, and about 300 security officers have been laid off from hotels, nightclubs, bars. Nashville has a lot of terrorism and a lot of activities that do have security on duty. We have bouncers, we have loss prevention, we have security officers, we have special event security, all sorts of security working in places like Nashville and Las Vegas, New York City. But just this week, in talking with several security personnel and security companies in Nashville, this actually is hurting them. And not only because of the entertainment districts, but also because some of their clients have closed up. Banks are closed. They don't need security officers. Businesses, offices are closing up. And in some cities across the country, right now, they are putting in place shelter-in-place orders, which mean that you can only leave your house for groceries or medicine. And there's even a more stern order, and that is to stay home. Shelter at home. Do not leave at all. Literally, some cities are closed down. If you look on your local and national news, they have had videos in the last 48 hours of big cities where there's no traffic or very little traffic that's moving. So this is a major, major concern for us. And as I said on my last radio program, although some areas are using security, we have grocery stores that have contracted with security companies to provide officers for crowd control, traffic control, and to keep the peace. We have some businesses that are now closed that never use security. Now they have them stationed at their business because of the type of business that they are. They don't have alarms because they were open 24 hours or because they didn't need it. Now they have security on watch. And we've talked to some security companies that are seeing their patrol business increase a little bit, as mobile patrols are an excellent way to keep a visible security presence on the property and to be able to keep an eye on what's happening. If anybody's loitering or anybody's vandalizing or breaking in, you know, mobile patrols are good for that. And so some patrol companies that do a lot of patrols are seeing a little bit of an increase. But overall, we're seeing security personnel being laid off. We're seeing security companies having their billable hours reduced pretty substantially. Hopefully, this will all pass a month, 6-8 weeks at the most, we hope. It all passed. But this is something that we're going to have to deal with. And with as with any other virus, any other disease, we have to take precautions. So as I've said last week, and I'll say every day that I can during this pandemic, epidemic, as they want to call it, be safe. Be educated. Freak out. Don't panic. But if you are working among a group of people, a face mask and gloves would not be too far stretch. Just this morning, I had discussions with one of our management people, and we're finding that it's hard, even for law enforcement and public safety personnel, to get masks, the N95 mask, gloves, face shields, gowns, very difficult. I work with fire departments, police departments, security departments all across the country, and keep in touch with them across social media and emails, and we're seeing and hearing so many public safety agencies, fire departments, police departments, ambulances, even doctors at hospitals having the right equipment. In fact, an Atlanta, Georgia-based distillery that makes liquor just announced today, early this morning, even earlier than now, that they are going to cease making liquor, alcohol, and instead they're going to make hand sanitizers. The president has signed an order and will invoke that probably today. It's an old Korea-era law that allows the president of the U.S. to have businesses, companies that manufacture other products to stop manufacturing those products and begin manufacturing safety gear, gowns, face masks, and so forth. I remember in the city that I lived in, it was a large manufacturing city that I grew up in Connecticut. And during the war, they were shut down. Their products were delayed, and they began making war clothing, military clothing, military gear, equipment, things necessary for the war. So this is similar. And we could see many manufacturers shut down and begin making this protective wear. Right now across the country, many grocery stores have reduced their hours. Even in the area where I live in Charlotte, North Carolina, many stores have reduced their hours. The ones that were 24 hours, open 24 hours, have closed down. Now they're only open 8 hours. That gives their employees a chance to clean and restock the store. And some stores are not able to keep up with the demand for certain products, so they don't have them. And so we may see, you know, a ramp up of production of food and paper products and things of that nature. There is a concern, and it's a really big concern, actually. And many people may not know this, but the majority of our pharmaceuticals are manufactured in China, like almost everything else that we use and buy. And that is a security risk, and that's something that our country really needs to address. Our government needs to address that. We need to bring back all manufacturing of drugs and pharmaceuticals and things that we need to preserve life back here into the U.S. And it should become a law. We should not allow other countries, and this is not a political, issue, really. This is a life-saving issue. We shouldn't allow any country to manufacture our prescriptions or safety gear or anything that preserves life. It just it doesn't seem very sound or safe to me, but that's for another conversation. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you are listening to the Private Officer Beat. When we come back, we have a whole lot more that we want to talk about and, of course, a lot of breaking news. Again, you are listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio. If you are looking for protective wear, be sure to check out our friends at Body Armor USA. We've got what it takes to protect you, whether you're looking for protective clothing, slash-resistant vest, body armor, gloves, Body Armor USA. We've got what it takes to protect you. We'll be right back on the Private Officer Beat Radio.
Armor College, a public safety institute. We train those who help others. Paramedics and emergency medical technicians, firefighters, police officers, law enforcement, private security, bail enforcement, and those on the front line. Check us out today at armorcollege.org. A-R-M-O-U-R, college.org. We'll even bring the school to you. Armor College, a public safety institute. Hey everyone, you're listening to the voice of the Frontline Protector right here on the Private Officer Radio Network. Now don't go away, because we are coming right back when we've got a whole lot more right here on the Private Officer Beat Radio.
More than 114,000 people are waiting on an organ transplant at any given time in the U.S., and at least 80% of those are waiting for a kidney.
For kidneys, it largely defaults to waiting time, but for livers, hearts, and lungs, it's largely based on the degree of illness and how sick someone is, and that defines their priority on the waiting list.
Dr. Charles Rosen, director of the Transplant Center at Mayo Clinic, says living donors can help save people waiting for a kidney or a liver, but those waiting for other organs, unfortunately, have to wait for a deceased donor. Dr. Rosen says if you're interested in saving another person's life with your organs after you die, it's important to sign up as a donor now while you're still alive to save your family from having to make a difficult decision at a difficult time.
We've heard from donor families or potential donor families that decided not to donate because it was such a stressful time in their lives that then 3-6 months later they felt some remorse for not doing that.
For the Mayo Clinic News Network, I'm Ian Ross.
I was just going to the grocery store.
Seatbelt violators, beware.
I forgot to put it on.
If you're pulled over because you've broken the law.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
And you're not wearing your seatbelt.
It's broken, but I was going to have it fixed.
No matter what your excuse is, you will get a ticket in addition to the ticket for your original violation.
Click it or ticket? That's pretty easy to remember.
On the regulatory home front, several states, we have some updated information coming out of North Carolina and Virginia, and we're always monitoring regulatory changes in the laws, training requirements, licensing, and so forth. We have a person in charge of compliance, and they are on top of all of the news. And we try to bring it to you as quickly as we're aware of it. Coming out of North Carolina, we just was informed this week something that is a shock, something that we don't even feel is legal, and we're going to be appealing the decision and requesting a hearing with the board, the North Carolina Protective Service Board. But just this week, we were told, our instructors were told, that private security instructors in North Carolina cannot be individually licensed. They have to be attached to a private security guard company. According to the NCPPS board investigator, Ray Bullard, he stated that it was never the intention of the board to allow individuals not employed by a guard force, a guard company, to be an instructor, even if they were attached or employed by a school, a college, a security training school. Unlike what other states do, North Carolina says that their statutes doesn't allow for it, which is kind of funny seeing that all of my instructors have been licensed through the NCPPS board for 10 plus years. Some of them actually 15 plus. And there was never a situation, never any type of issue or problem or communication saying otherwise. So we're appealing that. If you are an instructor in North Carolina, you may need to call them and verify this. Again, according to the information that we received just this week, an individual, even if they're employed by a school, whether that be a college, a tech school, or a security training school, cannot be individually licensed unless they are employed by or contracted through a security guard company. I've searched the law. I've had our attorney look at the law. It doesn't say that. So if you are an instructor in North Carolina, please give us a call or send me an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com, because this information is not correct. And if it is, we certainly need to change that because it affects many of our instructors here in North Carolina. Also this week, coming out of Virginia, the governor's office has ordered the Department of Criminal Justice Services to reduce the fees and some of the training hours in some of the courses that are regulated by DCJS. Now, the Department of Criminal Justice Services has quite a few, about 40 different courses. And, you know, some of them have increased their fees in the last 2 years. In fact, it seems like every other year, they are increasing the fees for the course. And so in just the last 3 years, two courses have increased their training hours. Now, there's a new sheriff in town, a new governor, Democrat, and he says, we need to reduce the hours and the fees because this is hampering lower income people from taking these courses. You know, folks, if you want to be a professional, if you want to be a nurse, you go to nursing school and you take those hundreds and hundreds of hours of training. If you want to be a police officer, you go to the police academy and you take those 500, 600, 800 hours of training. In fact, some police academies are 1,300 hours of training academy. If you want to be a firefighter, you take the prescribed training. If you want to be even a CNA, a certified nurse's assistant, you take those 123, 137 hours of training, whatever the state requires. That's how it is. If you want to be a professional, you have to have the right training. And yes, it can become expensive. If you're putting on a class that lasts for 3 or 4 months, you have to pay teachers. You have to pay overhead. You know, the business has to make a profit. Obviously, nothing in this world is free. Now, this governor in Virginia is saying too much. We need to start lowering. So we're waiting to see if there's a new fee schedule or a new mandate of training hours, and we will keep you updated. We're hearing that the same situation is coming out of California. They are looking to reduce some of their training hours. And in Utah, they just reduced some of their training hours and the tuition or the fee for the course is to train security officers. So instead of increasing and demanding that security officers learn more so that they can do their job better and be better protected and protect their clients better, some states are now saying, let's give them less, let's do less, let's expect less. We all know that the security industry is changing today. It's not what it was in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Things are rapidly evolving. We're in an evolution here in the security industry, and we can't afford less training. We can't afford that security officers only take a handful of hours of training. Right now, this year, 2020, security officers have been involved in more than 40 fatal shootings. Security officers have been involved in more than 161 deadly force incidents where they've had to fire their weapons. 7 security officers now charged with manslaughter, murder, attempted murder. You know, we don't need less training. We need more training. And we need more professionalism. And we obviously need to increase our wages and benefits. But the bottom line is, these states that are looking to reduce security hours, security training hours, they're only trying to serve one segment of our population. And, you know, that's going to cause continual injuries and deaths to security officers because they're not prepared for what they're having to face. Every day, security officers are being asked to do a whole lot more and a different job than what security originally was intended for. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got a whole lot more news, information to share with you, and of course, we're staying on top of this coronavirus.
You're on your way to meet up with friends, but you can't seem to get anywhere quickly. You don't want your friends to be annoyed, so you text, "You're on your way." Five seconds is the average time your eyes are off the road while texting while driving. Make sure you get where you're going.
Are you shopping around for armed or unarmed security training, CPR first aid training, lethal or non-lethal training in and around the greater Metro Charlotte area? Do you want to be SLED certified so that you can maybe start a new career or make some part-time income? Then check out Premier Training Academy, Charlotte, North Carolina's leading academy for all things training. 704-806-4933. Ask for John. Premier Training. We're here to train you so that you don't make mistakes. Premier Training Academy, Metro Charlotte's premier training service. 704-806-4933.
Yesterday, 2 states announced that they would cancel, that they are canceling the school year. Kansas was the first state to announce that they would be canceling the entire rest of the school year. We're not talking about the calendar year, we're talking about the school year, which ends usually in late May or early June. Another state, one that I thought for sure would be the first one, but they're the second one, California, also announced the same thing. They are canceling all schools during the rest of the school year. Now, many school districts, including where I live in North Carolina and in Virginia, have been teaching their classes online since canceling school. And that's exactly what's going to happen in Kansas and in California. They're doing some online courses. They're also sending in North Carolina and South Carolina, they're sending packets home every week with the parent material for them, for the students to read, and exercises for them to do. And hopefully this will keep them in place in their learning, and they'll be able to, you know, pick it right back up when schools are back in session. I do expect more states to follow suit. I know that several others already have been talking about it throughout the week, and you'll probably see schools in your area also shutting down for the rest of the school year. Does it make sense? I don't know. Is it necessary? I don't know. Right now, things are not looking good. More and more coronavirus cases are being reported as tests are being made available now. We're probably going to see a lot more positives throughout the nation and, sadly, a lot more deaths. Is it really an epidemic or a pandemic or a crisis? Well, you know, some would say yes. And what we're trying to do in the medical industry is to take that sharp curve that continues to climb and flatten it as much as possible and reduce the number of people that are becoming infected and dying. So I understand the process, and I hope that you do too. And hopefully, you know, we'll all get through this in a short amount of time, and somehow the economy will recover, and somehow our businesses will recover, and somehow life will go on. We've seen many, many viruses over the years, like I said, and it always seems to, you know, eventually get back into where we were. You know, we just have to be patient, and we have to follow the health professionals. And in my world, you know, being in public safety and seeing what's happening on the front line, even in my own community, we're seeing those cases rise slightly, increase substantially now that we're testing. So stay safe. Also, this week, we found out that one particular company in the U.S. Has decided to forego selling certain merchandise that they normally do because they want to save that warehouse space and shelf space for emergency equipment, protective wear, and household goods and cleaning supplies. And it kind of surprised me that Amazon would tell all of their third-party sellers to hold off, to stand by, stand down, and not advertise their stuff on the website. Right now, Amazon says that they are trying to keep up with the demand for cleaning supplies, paper towels, toilet paper, food, and necessities of life. And so they're not selling as much third-party items or unnecessary items. So it was a surprise that such a big retailer, the biggest retailer, online at least, would do that. I also got an email yesterday, late in the day, that the two banks that we use, they've closed down all of their lobbies. They apologized and said that their drive-thrus would be open. And, of course, you can bank online. And both of our banks have another very unique service. We can and do take photos of our checks when we deposit them and just email it to them. And we don't even have to send them the check or deposit it physically. It's done electronically. So that's a big help. So many people do have those online services where they don't go to the bank. We don't go to the bank very often, or the credit union, or, you know, pay bills in person. We do almost everything online. So for many, banks closing probably are not going to affect them that much unless they don't have internet service or they don't have online banking services.
Also, we heard that the National Law Enforcement Week that happens every year in Washington, D.C. to honor the fallen law enforcement officers has been canceled. I don't remember of another time when they've canceled the event. Maybe 9/11, I don't remember. But this year, they have canceled the law enforcement memorial, all of the services, all of the events that goes on in D.C. during those days have now been canceled. And, of course, we can understand that they are being, you know, protective and trying to follow the health professional guidelines, the CDC guidelines, not having crowds. And I certainly can understand that they're trying to be very cautious. We know that several doctors who were recently at conventions in New York City and Las Vegas contracted the COVID-19 virus during those conferences. So, you know, the law enforcement memorial events, we'll pick them up again next year. And, of course, we'll always remember those law enforcement officers who have given their life, given their all to protect the citizens, just like we remember all of the private security officers that have done the same year after year with little to no recognition. But so that has been canceled as well. We're closely monitoring the news, and one of the advantages, and I think probably one of the best things that we as an organization ever did was to start our own news department where we have staff on duty monitoring more than 2,500 news feeds, press releases. We get direct calls and emails. We know what's happening around the country and around the world, and it's really helped us to be able not only to inform our members but to inform the industry and the public. And we have a lot of followers that are not involved in security or law enforcement that follow our news alerts. And you can receive news alerts in your email box. Just go to privateofficer.org. A box will drop down, and you can sign up. It's free. You'll get them right there every day. You'll also receive those Officer Don alerts, some training event schedules. You'll receive information when there's really important breaking news and information. Go to our website, privateofficer.org, and sign up today. And, of course, if you're not a member, you need to be a member today. If you're an owner of a security company, a manager of a security company or training school, there's no reason why your employees are not members of Private Officer. And that's how you can support us. That's how you can keep us in business, keep us bringing you the news, keep us bringing you the information and all of those things that we do for our members. Go to privateofficer.org and sign up today. We're coming right back. We've got a lot of breaking news, a lot of other things happening that we want to talk to you about. So don't go away. Remember our friends at Body Armor USA. We've got what it takes to protect you. Check them out online or give them a call today. If you're not already receiving breaking news and our bi-weekly newsletter, Officer Don reports, and discount training news in your personal or business email, then go to our website right now at privateofficer.org. Privateofficer.org. A Dropbox will come down. Just fill out your info, and you'll be the first, one of the first, for sure, to know about what's happening in the security industry. You'll know when a security officer is killed. You'll also get these great discounts on training and equipment and so much more. PrivateOfficer.org. And if you're not already a member of the Private Officer International Association, sign up while you're there today. Become a lifetime member for just $99, and we'll also include a free Private Officer International patch and lapel pin. If you are already a member, that's great, and we appreciate you. We'd like for you to spread the news and tell your coworkers, employees, and others in the industry about the Private Officer Group and how they can become a member and enjoy more than 40 member benefits.
I met Luke when I was pretty much born. We kind of just grew up together. He got his license when he was 16. We were going to the beach, and Luke was driving. I was in the passenger seat, and all of a sudden, I don't remember anything. I wasn't conscious for it. We got hit by a drunk driver. I feel like I knew right away that it was never going to be the same. I don't know. The doctors, they were telling me I was so lucky to be alive. When I found out that he died on impact, I didn't really feel lucky. And sometimes I still don't. Drinking and driving is completely unnecessary, and I think it's selfish if you do it. It's not worth taking that risk, because you never know what's going to happen.
Be sure to be looking for the new Frontline web series that's coming out. We're in production right now. We've had a little delay because of the coronavirus, but we're still working behind the scenes in production. And we will be bringing that to you later this year. Three shows currently in development. And trust me, there's nothing else like it anyplace. If you have a patrol division, if you have a training school, if you're involved in loss prevention and you'd like to be part of this exciting project, send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. This is going to be a very unique and special web series like none other out there that recognizes both law enforcement and private security officers on the front line every day. One of our shows is called Gone But Not Forgotten, which will feature those officers killed in the line of duty, as well as the more than 15 known security officers that have disappeared while on duty over the last 50 years. We're also going to be featuring a number of companies and showing how they do their part to protect the community, their clients, the public property, and keep the peace. We're going to be really highlighting what is actually being done by private security and private police officers and public law enforcement across the country. If you want to be a part of that, or you would like to sponsor and be recognized as a sponsor of the programs, contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Remember, especially if you own a security or patrol service where you're out there every day, or if you have body camera footage that you've had stored from your patrol services, please contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com.
We're really asking that if you have body camera footage from patrolling or from other activities that you contact us, you'll be rewarded. You'll get free sponsorship. You'll have your name in press releases and a whole lot more. Contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We also have several exciting training events scheduled. Now, because of the coronavirus, we've had to postpone or move them up, but we'll be in California. We're going to be in Iowa, Texas, Connecticut, Maine, and several other states this year putting on seminars. We will publish those dates, times, and locations as soon as they become available, as soon as we're out of this coronavirus. Also, remember, it's not too early to be talking about the annual Private Officer Memorial. That happens the third week of September every single year for the last 15, this will be 16 years. And we are the ones, Private Officer International, who has for 15, now going on 16 years, put on memorials to recognize the fallen private officers and, of course, to educate the public. We've been in many different news publications, interviewed by many different media outlets, and this has really helped to bring to the forefront the work that security officers and private police do, the dangers, the injuries, the deaths. And if you want to donate to the cause, go to our website, privateofficer.org. You can donate right there under the Officer Down link. And if you'd like to sponsor a memorial service in your area, contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com for more information. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. If you'd like to sponsor one of our training events, we'll bring the school to you. We'll bring all of the training to you. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We'll get you some more information right there. We also have a lot of other things happening. Unfortunately, some of them are delayed. Definitely not canceled, but slightly postponed. We're going to be bringing you some more exciting news from POI and Armor College coming up in the weeks ahead. If you're interested in becoming an instructor for Armor College, whether that be a regulatory instructor for security or medical or a Red Cross instructor, or you have background in some other discipline, contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com, and we'll get that information to the right person at Armor College. We're also right now expanding. We'd like to talk with you about all of the opportunities that we have for you to open up your own school, your own business. It doesn't cost $1 million. It doesn't even cost thousands. Contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Taking one more quick break, coming back with the topic of the day. Don't go away.
My name's Melissa Kinsey, and I'm with the YMCA of Lincoln. Drowning can happen in an instant. Your kids need to be safe not only in the swimming pool, but at the lake, and even in the bathtub. So what you can do to keep your kids safe is to supervise them. Put down the phone, put down the book, and sit and watch. Sit and play. Put your swimming suit on and make sure that your kids are always in view and they will have a great summer.
Slow down.
And move over.
When you see light, best.
Or reflective. Please, give us some room. Slow down. and move over.
We look out for you.
So look out for us.
Please.
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 Slow down
and move over.
It's the law.
It's the law.
It's the law.
In the news this week, coming out of Atlanta, Georgia, security at the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, very large airport down there, they say that a driver drove through a checkpoint, almost striking them. According to police, they were able to catch up with the driver, who said that she was lost. She did not intend to injure anyone and was not attempting to trespass or break the law. Police there say that no charges were filed and they let her go with a warning. Coming out of Paso Robles, California, a man at a local Lowe's home improvement store intentionally set a fire and activated a fire alarm so that he and another could steal from the store. This is actually a trick that we've seen in the past. Police were able to arrest a suspect. He's been charged with theft and arson. But again, this is something that is not really all of that unusual. In Meriden, Connecticut, my home state, police there say that they arrested Mark Quenzel, 26, of Naugatuck, Connecticut, charged with third-degree larceny after he was working as an employee at the Target and was able to steal $3,000 cash from cashier drawers. Police were called in by loss prevention and conducted an investigation. And it looks like they made an arrest that day. Three people in California have been charged with a $5,000 theft at a Home Depot. They stole $5,000 worth of kitchen faucets, bathtub faucets. Hey, those things sell, believe it or not. They're very, very expensive. And those three people were caught. Matthew Deldridge of Modesto, California, has been arrested for grand larceny. Zenon Chase Souza, 24, of Modesto, and Margarito Roja, 37, all charged after they ran out an emergency exit door with a cart full of those items and put them in the van. They're all being held on $70,000 bond. They were also charged additionally with felony warrants that they had outstanding and with controlled substance at the jail. Now, you may have seen an alert that was sent out by our office this week. Police in many, many areas have stopped making arrests for some crimes. This affects private security and loss prevention because now, in many cases, police are saying for minor crimes that they'll take a report and that the victim, that would be the store owner or the agent or the security agent on the property, would have to seek a warrant later on. Once police have identified that person, they're going to give the security officer or the victim the information. Now, Philadelphia, Fort Worth, Texas, Denver, San Francisco, Brooklyn, New York, Oak Forest, Illinois, Tampa, Florida, and other departments say that, of course, if it's a violent offense, then they will take that person into custody and he'll be transported just like normal. In other cities, they've increased the number of criminal citations or summonses that they are issuing. So now, instead of transporting into full custody a suspect, they're just issuing a, it turns out to be like a ticket. It's called a uniform citation or a criminal summons, and they have a court date and they appear in court later on. But this is going to be an issue for security, because police will not respond to many of the minor problems that security officers deal with. And we'll see how this plays out, but probably going to have a lot of less response, and security will be on their own to take care of the problem and seek a warrant later. In Atlanta, Georgia, a Georgia federal courthouse is closed because a security officer was hospitalized with the COVID-19. Authorities say that several other people may have been infected. They're keeping an eye on those people, but the security officer was indeed infected with COVID-19. Also in the news, coming out of Los Angeles, a former Allied Universal security officer has filed a discrimination lawsuit. The 60-year-old African-American woman said that she was discriminated against not only because of her color, but because of her age, and she has filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles County. In Macon, Georgia yesterday, a Bibb County Sheriff's deputy was killed. He was off duty when he heard a call go out for a burglary. 27-year-old Contasius Taylor, whose father also worked for the Sheriff's Department for more than 20 years, was killed in a traffic accident while responding to that accident. I told you moments ago about Nashville, Tennessee. Many security officers are idled. They're sitting around with nothing to do and no place to go because they have been laid off. More than 300 security officers in the downtown metropolitan area alone, along some of the entertainment districts, hotels, and this is going to probably increase in other areas as well. Security officers on the front line in New York City working at the New York City's homeless shelters say they do not have protective gear. They're on a breeding ground for the coronavirus, but because of a lack of protective gear and sanitary procedures, the head of the security unit union there say that their security officers should really just stay at home because the shelters have more than 58,000 homeless individuals that come and go, and there's no way of knowing who's infected and who is not. Police in Missoula, Montana responded to security's call of possible shots fired at a medical center. Officers arrived and security and police investigated and found that it was a large rock that was thrown through the window. No gunshots. Everybody was okay. In Chesapeake, Virginia, security officer Sean Stevenson, a former law enforcement officer and veteran of Operation Desert Storm, was recently awarded for a job well done, going above and beyond, and for life-saving measures taken during a situation in the parking lot. Stevenson is employed by the Chesapeake Regional Healthcare and has been since 2015. We also will be recognizing him soon in Hampton Roads, Virginia. Also, a man impersonated a police officer in Lebanon, Tennessee, in a Walmart parking lot of all places. 26-year-old Tyler Schwa was arrested, and he was wearing a uniform. He had weapons. He had a canine dog in a harness with police gear on it. He had police equipment in his truck, blue lights. He's been charged with criminal impersonation, prohibited weapons, unlawful blue lights, and other charges. There may be other victims. Also coming out of USA, we wrote about this as well over the week. Many stores are hiring armed security personnel because of crowd control and some minor fights. And we are seeing more and more of this as well. In North Riverside, Illinois, a man pulled a weapon on a security officer after shoplifting at the North Riverside Park Mall. He eluded security during a foot chase and law enforcement, but eventually they were able to locate David R. Alvarez, and they have charged him with robbery and several other offenses. Also this week, a security officer in Fort Myers Beach, Florida, is accused of knocking somebody out cold. It happened at the Lanai Kai Island Resort. Police are investigating this after several people posted videos to social media. One person is injured. An officer involved shooting. Three others were arrested in Brooklyn, Minnesota, after an incident at a Walmart. LP and police were involved in a situation, and one person has non-life-threatening injuries. In Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, a man there's been charged with assaulting and injuring a hospital security officer. Police were dispatched to the Chambersburg Hospital Wednesday to assist hospital security with a patient who was being violent. Adrian Casey, 23, has been charged with assault and disorderly conduct. assault second degree felony, and he is being held without bond today. Remember, if you want to get all of the news, breaking news, we send those out automatically to your mailbox. You can sign up for them today at privateofficer.org, privateofficer.org. They're free. We'll send out those important email, breaking news, officer down, and training alerts as well. If you would like to follow our daily news blog, go to privateofficernews.org, privateofficernews.org. Sign up today. And you can see our daily news blog. We have people working around the clock to make sure that you don't miss what's happening. We're going to take a quick break. As a wrap-up to today's show, we really just want to reiterate again about being safe, staying calm, and following health providers and the CDC's recommendations for preventing this disease. And knowing what the symptoms are and responding quickly and adequately. We're going to continue to be on the front line. We're going to continue to be called out. We're going to continue to be working. Unfortunately, that's how it is for security, law enforcement, and first responders. But we want you to take every step possible to stay safe, keep your employees safe. If you have a training school, make sure that if you are still holding classes, that you're wiping down the desk, that you're sanitizing the office, and that you have no more than 10 or 25 people in the training class. We've actually had several clients yesterday and today that have canceled some of the classes that we had scheduled because they were large, fairly large classes, 25 or more. So you're probably going to see this if you have a school, if you're an instructor, you're probably going to see more companies that are going to cancel, postpone, reschedule. We had a company yesterday that said that they locked down their building. They're not allowing anyone but their employees into the building. No public access whatsoever, and you'll probably see this in your community as well. In the meantime, remember, this is going to pass. Just be safe, take precautions, follow the lead of CDC and healthcare providers, and it's all going to, you know, it'll be done before you know it. In the meantime, remember to stay in touch. Let us know what's happening in your neck of the woods. Let us know if you have any employees who are ill, if you've had companies that have had issues with COVID-19. We want to get the word out. We want to make the public and our members aware of what's happening nationwide and around the world, not just in their backyard. Until the next time, remember, be safe, be blessed, and we'll catch you back here on the radio show.